Mountain Strollers.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Miles with RDI Diamonds. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Miles?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. This is Elena?
No, this is Sage. How can I help?
Oh, no worries. I'm trying to learn names. Or voices, sorry. But yeah, I wanted to ask you guys a quick question. I'm sure you guys are looking to always get an edge on your competitors in your area. Is that a fair question to ask?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I know with working with us, we can provide that edge for you. We have two great, unique ways to do so. Our lifetime trade-up policy, where you can buy a diamond from us on memo or for stock, and be able to trade it in for a different diamond and retain the value for that new diamond as well. That is a great way to keep yourself with your inventory flowing and never stuck with anything. Wouldn't that be a great addition to add to your store?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely let them know. I know right now we're not buying anything.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I honestly just want to let you know about this information so that way when you get your next diamond call, especially in the naturals, we can help you take advantage of that.
Yeah, I'll definitely let them know.
Okay. And the other thing we have available is gem prints as well. So basically the way that works is it's like a security plan for your customer. You know how GIA does laser inscriptions for, like, coating on their diamonds?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with gem print, it's similar, but it doesn't actually do any damage to the diamond itself. So what we do is we measure the brilliance of the stones, which is kind of like a fingerprint for each diamond, so it's unique. And I'm sure you've heard of stories or even rumors where a customer will go to a jewelry shop to get a cleaning or get a repair, and the diamond gets swapped. I'm sure you've heard of that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, exactly. So what that does for the customer is when we take that recording of the brilliance, that allows us to identify the diamond from any other diamond. So in those rare scenic situations where a customer feels their stones are swapped, they can send it to you to send to us to verify if that stone is theirs. Okay? So not only is that a security blanket for their investments, but it also helps them save some money and their insurance by 10%. Isn't that great?
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely let them know about the two different programs.
Yeah, so I can send you an email so you have that information, because try to remember it all, explain it to the next person. It would be kind of like the game of telephone as a kid. You're not going to remember it all. So I just wanted to know, when was your last diamond call, if you don't mind me asking?
We had some this week, but it really varies.
Were any of them natural?
Yeah, some of them. Usually
okay.
Those that we have already.
Okay, well, hey, that's good. That's good. We love to get the natural calls. Can you give me this on your next diamond call, especially in the naturals? That's where I can help most. Give me a call so you guys can take advantage of those value points. All right?
Yeah.
Not only does it benefit you, it benefits your customers, and I'm sure you know customers like to shop between multiple stores, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when they're shopping from multiple stores, this will help you kind of get that edge over the next competitor, because not the other competitors are going to have that option. So it'll help you get that sale a little bit easier.
Yeah, the problem is the customers right now. Nobody's buying, not that much at least.
No, that's fair. Well, like I said, just on your next call. I'm not going to ask for every single call, but when you get a natural call, that's really where I could be the best of service for you.
All right, cool.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Sage.
Do you have an email to send it over to?
Let's see here. I have two emails. I have a mo113097@gmail,
mm-hmm.
And I have a re801@aolj.com.
Send it over to the Mo one for me.
Okay. So I'll send it to that email. And just out of curiosity, are you guys working on anything right now I could give pricing on at least for?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Sounds good. So I'll send an email over. And since Valentine's Day is next weekend, what generally goes well for you guys around Valentine's Day?
It's really hard to say right now. Nobody's getting anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's...
the market's so different.
Yeah, the gold market's really throwing everything in whack for sure. But just wanted to let you know we are doing some, what's the word I'm looking for? Like kind of Valentine's Day special for some natural jewelry. We got some bracelets on sale. We got some earrings, some necklaces.
Yeah, we're not buying right now. Thank you, though.
No, no worries. Well, at least I'll throw it in the email. If something catches your eye, let me know. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well, thanks.